Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, August 28th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, expect higher prices at the grocery store and getting the most from your credit card rewards. Don't be shocked if you see higher prices at the grocery store this fall.
High grain prices and droughts have shrunk cattle herds, and that has raised meat and dairy prices. And then dry weather in the U.S. and Brazil has also hit fruit, vegetable, and coffee prices.
That's Wall Street Journal's Ellen Byron. She says in some places, epidemics are hurting the food chain as well. There was one that killed millions of piglets. Citrus greening is hurting orange and grapefruit harvests, and a bacterial infection in Southeast Asia has depleted shrimp supplies.
While these epidemics don't pose a threat to human health, they are affecting supplies, which then send prices up.
While it is fairly easy to substitute cheaper alternatives for particular fruits and vegetables, the simultaneous hike in beef, pork, and fish prices has made most shoppers keenly aware of the pinch. Some grocery stores are trying to explain market forces to shoppers, hoping it will help ease the pain of higher prices. Some grocery stores are offering substitutions in order to keep prices down.
At Lund's and Byerly stores in Minnesota, there are staffers that have been suggesting stuffing hamburgers with portobello mushrooms. That way you can still have that half-pound burger at your barbecue, but you're really only using a third pound of beef.
And some stores are also suggesting alternative and cheaper cuts of meat, for example, and explaining how you can use them as a substitute. If you're looking to get the most out of your credit card rewards, you should take the following advice from Credit.com's Adam Levin.
If you're not careful, the lure of credit card rewards can get you into trouble. If you're spending just to get the rewards, you could well be racking up suffocating debt buying stuff you really didn't need. So to ensure that rewards really do pay off, here are a few rules to follow. 1. Pay your statement balance in full and on time. 66% of American credit card users carry a balance on at least one of their cards, but millions avoid interest charges by paying off balances every month, giving them access to points, miles, and cash back at little or no cost. But if you charge too much and carry a balance, you can hurt your credit score. Use less than 10% of your available credit, and you won't hurt your score. 2. Don't treat your credit cards like cash. Never allow the convenience of credit cards to tempt you into spending more than if you'd used cash. Unnecessary purchases will end up costing more than the value of the rewards. 3. Redeem your rewards wisely. The secret to rewards is in how you redeem them. The best values are usually found when you redeem points for airline miles that are used for last-minute travel or premium class international flights. Are your points worth a penny each, or are they worth 3 to 5 cents each? Look at the cost of the airfare if you were to pay cash, and you'll know the answer. 4. Look for experiences you otherwise couldn't afford. Many business class flights cost 3 to 4 times the price of an economy ticket, but only 50% more points. Likewise, luxury hotels in major cities may cost between $500 and $1,000 a night, but free nights may be more reasonable with points from a hotel credit card. 5. Remember that cashback rewards amount to a discount on purchases. Some cards offer 2% cashback on every purchase or 5% cashback on certain categories. Organize your credit card spending wisely. For example, buy all your groceries on a card that gives 5% back on grocery charges. Follow these rules and your rewards will work for you instead of the other way around. I'm Adam Levin. This is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.